You're listening to Vatican Radio.
To coincide with the fifth anniversary of the conflict in Syria, a major joint NGO report has been released. Over 250,000 people have been killed in Syria since the beginning of the war 5 years ago, and the encompassing report shows that in 2015, the situation hit an all-time low. It estimates that in 2015 alone, at least 50,000 people were killed, 1.5 million more people found themselves in need of humanitarian aid, almost 1 million were forced to flee their homes, the number of those living in besieged areas doubled, and an additional 400,000 children were out of school. Drawn up by some 30 Syrian and international humanitarian organisations, the report entitled Fueling the Fire catalogues the deteriorating conditions in Syria and criticises permanent UN Security Council members for having fanned the flames of war by undermining their own resolutions through inadequate pressure, political and military support to their allies, or direct military action. I spoke to Daniel Gorevan, the Syria Crisis Campaigns and Policy Manager for Oxfam, about the report that he says reveals that 2015 has been the worst year yet for the Syrian people.
Well, what we found in preparing this report was that the fifth year of the crisis was the worst yet for Syrian civilians. So more people killed, aid increasingly blocked, and more than twice the number of people who are living under siege by armed groups. But beyond that, what we found was that the permanent members of the Security Council were actively contributing to the conflict, whether through inadequate diplomatic pressure, supporting their allies on the ground militarily or politically, and also finally directly involving themselves in the conflict. So most notably the major Russian intervention in September last year, which caused a great deal of civilian casualties and damage to civilian infrastructure, but also the US-led coalition against Security Council-listed terrorist groups. So this combination of diplomatic inaction, providing military support, arms and ammunition to the allies on the ground, and actually engaging in the conflict themselves, contributed to making this the worst year yet of the Syria crisis.
You say it's been the worst year yet for the people on the ground. What elements have you been looking at to compile this report?
So what we did, Oxfam is operational inside Syria. And in making this report, what we did was we worked with major humanitarian organisations as well as Syrian organisations to pool all our data and our experiences, as well as we reviewed all the documents which were produced by the United Nations over the course of the past year to give as accurate a picture as possible of what is happening on the ground. Because it is very difficult in Syria, given the level of violence and insecurity and complexity, to gather adequate data. So we wanted to get as comprehensive a picture as possible. And what we found when we were looking at the protection of civilians, so the number of indiscriminate attacks, whether that was aerial bombardment or mortars or missiles, and the targeting of schools and hospitals, it got worse. But also looking at issues like aid access and besiegement, and local ceasefires, which the Security Council has demanded that across all of these areas that the parties take action. And what we found for most of the last year was that they were continually flouted by the parties on the ground. So that's obviously of very, very serious concern. I think that one thing that is important to note, though, is that in the last couple of weeks, we've seen a glimmer of hope with this cessation of hostilities. And I think that what this shows is that when the international community, particularly Russia and the US, put their mind to it, it can actually make a difference on the ground for Syrian civilians. And the question is why it took them so long to do it.
The report also looks at the lives of children and at how hellish those lives have become in the last 5 years. Notwithstanding repeated calls to save what could become a lost generation.
Yeah, exactly. And that's across the board. So just the damage to schools sometimes being deliberately targeted, and the number of children because of this insecurity, because they've been displaced, because they've been forced to flee the country. There's just a massive number of children who are unable to claim their right to an education. So I think that is incredibly worrying and bodes very ill for the future, as well as obviously children being subjected to to violence themselves or caught up in the crossfire.
What tables do you hope your report may end up finding itself on?
We would hope that this is something that at least a reminder, if not a wake-up call, for the permanent members of the Security Council. Their job is to ensure peace and security. Their job is to ensure the protection of civilians, and they've repeatedly said that a certain measure should be taken in Syria. I think the key concern is that the permanent members of the Security Council, everyone claims that they're fighting terrorism and that trumps the need to protect civilians to find a resolution to the crisis. So we just hope that the permanent members of the Security Council, and we'll send this report to them, will take this as an indication that the status quo, their approach over the last year, is actually making things worse. And they really need to focus and double down on the cessation of hostilities, which is currently more or less holding, even though it's quite fragile. So they need to make it clear in no uncertain terms to their allies on the ground that there can be no return to the all-encompassing violence of the last year.
As someone who knows the situation on the ground, what are you asking for now?
What we need is action immediately in Syria. Prioritise the current diplomatic progress to ensure that aid can access besieged communities, for a halt to the systematic violations of international humanitarian law. Because if they do that, and I think it's quite a big if, then there's a possibility that there could be progress on political negotiations for the resolution of the crisis.
That was Daniel Gorevan, the Syria Crisis Campaigns and Policy Manager for Oxfam.